It's a getting late, I just can't wait till the band stops the playing and the crowd begins to dissipate. I'm gonna take you home, get you all alone. Then I'm gonna pop the question I've been waiting on for so long. Will you swallow my cum?
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 Swish it all around, then gulp it down and lick it off of your thumb. With a sexy little grin while it's dripping from your chin and a giggle cause you're having fun. Will you swallow my cum?
Will you swallow my cum?
Will you swallow my cum? Well, I don't wanna screw or have a cum fest in your hair. So just put on a bib and slurp and gargle and purge it out if you dare. Will you swallow my cum?
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 Swish it all around, then gulp it down and lick it off of your thumb. With a sexy little grin while it's dripping from your chin and a giggle cause you're having fun. Will you swallow my cum?
Will you swallow my cum?
Will you swallow my cum?
You're listening to the Butt Fudge Sunday Show. And here's your host, Corey Sunday.
Hello, everybody. It's Corey Sunday, and welcome to Butt Fudge Sunday. I'm filling in for the media darling Timothy James Henson of Distorted View, since he deserves the time off, and I'm sure he'll be doing various errands, like maybe going to the dermatologist to check his skin to find out what flesh-eating virus he has. Or maybe he's going to that Wendy's with the 100 flavors of soda, or maybe he's going to do some karaoke, since I know Tim is a fantastic singer. Or maybe he'll do a little queeryoke.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
I'm sure Tim will enjoy his time off, so I thank him very much for allowing me to fill in.
Do re mi la fa sol la ma ti da ma.
All right, thank you very much, Tim. Thank you. He's the voice of an angel. Now, I get to take over the feed and act like the asshole father. You know, the father who gets temporary custody of the kids. Like the dad who only shows up very randomly, and he doesn't give a fuck about your homework. All he cares about is raiding the liquor cabinet to find something to medicate his horseshit life. And then I just start destroying things around the house, like,
I don't care about your science project. All I want to know is, does your mommy bring strange men to the house? Does she ever make noises with them in mommy's room? Does she ever talk about me? Does she ever want a piece of this? Tell me! You fucking tell me or you go to bed hungry!
Ah! Yeah, I would be an awful father, so that's what you're in for, freaks. 3 days of temporary custody with me. So, I will be doing a free show today, a sideshow exclusive program tomorrow, and then back for a free show on the Big Friday program. Now, if you're a fan of Distorted View, you would know that I'm a big fan of Distorted View as well. I've contributed a lot of songs, mashups, Sextastic Tuesday stories, jingles, and today I just released my digital download album available at buttfudgesunday.com called WTF What the Fudge. It's got 23 tracks of music, skits, parodies, all sorts of mashups, just for $10. One of the classic tunes that's been played many times on the Distorted View show is, of course, TNB, which is the classic remix of the AC/DC song TNT, and I'll play just a snippet of that.
TNB.
275 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TNB.
They gotta be great.
Oh, mammy.
TNB. TNB.
Nappy headed hogs there, I'm gonna tell you that.
TNB.
I want to go. I want to go.
TNB.
This is all me up in here. You handle that.
TNB.
Yeah, you win because you're so much louder than me.
So on my new album, you might think maybe I should do a mashup all about white people and the stupid things they do, like keeping their jobs and paying taxes, listening to black music that black people don't even listen to anymore, or maybe picking their own homegrown fruit instead of having various ethnic people picking fruit for them, or maybe ruling the world and enslaving other people if they have just one smidge of melanin in their skin. You would think I would just create a song all about white people. But I say, if it ain't broke, why fix it, right? So I give you a new version of TNB, available on my new album, WTF What the Fudge. Enjoy!
Friday chicken, finger licking.
I'm gonna teach you guys today how to eat some chicken.
They will get up every day, they will kill somebody and go have some chicken at KFC after they just murdered three people.
5 million black males in America are unemployed, underemployed, or unemployable because of criminal records.
So you're not gonna give me the job just because I'm black?
Okay, first of all, you just walked into the room, so the interview hasn't started.
I worked last, I don't even remember, Your Honor.
Right. You haven't worked in so long, you don't even remember.
Right now, Your Honor, I receive Social Security, so.
For what?
From a disease.
You don't even know. You done made up something that you done told the doctors to write you out a Social Security request for.
I bet you're a lot of fun.
I love y'all.
TNB.
All black people love basketball.
TNB.
A lot of us only like big women.
TNB.
All black people love Tyler Perry.
TNB.
Honestly thought they were thieves, probably drug dealers. Generally, they don't have money.
He has 20, possibly, as he just said, 21 children. With a minimum wage job, he can't afford to support all of his children.
I haven't had a father in the last 15 years.
Do you have any idea where you're at? Wow. Was that English?
I need to get educated so I can talk right.
TNB.
Look at those ribs. Prime.
TNB.
Not all, but most of them. Very loud.
TNB.
What up, though?
Nigga eating watermelon.
TNB.
All black men sag they pants.
TNB.
I've always had an infatuation with cars.
TNB.
You have many?
I have 25 cars, man.
TNB.
Black people eat anything but hot sauce.
Cornbread.
TNB.
Dating black women is too much work.
Welcome to Mofo's 5-star restaurant. My name is Sincere. I'll be your waitress this evening.
Just your goddamn ass up.
You're gonna have to start formulating some English words here to help me out.
Dunga Duval.
You lose them in the dark. They eat all your goddamn chicken.
I got a little space I call the doggy diesel and up under the keys that, and you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
There you go. A brand new mashup never heard before from my new digital download album, WTF What the Fudge, available on buttfudgesunday.com. Now, I didn't come on the program just to plug my new album, although I might be lying about that. No, actually, I created a brand new full-fledged theme story for you guys in addition to the songs I'll be playing over the course of the next 3 days. But I've got a brand new edition of Corey Stories. Please enjoy.
Butt Fudge Sunday proudly presents a new episode of Corey's Stories.
Meow,
she said as she slinked over to the bar. Her eyes met mine.
Looks like Kitty needs a drink,
I slurred.
Bartender, bring her a double tunatini.
With seductive grace, she began lapping up her tunatini like a thirsty kitty. By the way, that's vodka with a touch of vermouth and a half can of tuna. It really looked like blended up cat vomit. She told me her name was Nora as she nuzzled my face. One thing led to another, and she asked,
Say, how about we take this conversation to my place? It's right on the lake.
Within minutes, we went back to Nora's place. I was out of my mind drunk, but sobered up lickety-split when I arrived at her boathouse. She creaked open the front door, and a smell hit me like a tidal wave of piss and despair. Then I was hit by another wave. A seething mass of fur was rolling through my legs. There were cats everywhere, hundreds of them, bustling and rustling around as if it were a prison break. I was so drunk, it looked like the floor was moving. It was like hundreds of tumbleweeds were rolling across the floor, like balls in a pinball game, bouncing off each other. Nora had OCD, obsessive cat disorder. The cats jumped out of the carpeted cat towers, while dead cats flopped out of some of the cubbyhole catacombs, like countless clowns flooding out of a clown car. It just wouldn't stop. They were everywhere, diving off of cupboards, hanging on the ceiling fans, clawing down the walls.
I have to leave. I think I left an apple pie baking and...
Come on, silly. You just got here.
Once she removed her Looney Tunes Sylvester the Cat jacket, she had dark cat hair smothering her sweater and pants. She looked like a dark Yeti, or maybe an Afro-American Yeti. Oh, sorry, that's not politically correct. I meant a Negro Yeti. Or professional wrestler George the Animal Steel, or a yak that just rolled on the floors at a hair salon. She was just full of cat hair, okay?
Come on, and take a look around.
I stumbled through her house, constantly trudging through cats like walking through heaps of dirty leaves.
Say hello to Muffin Top, Binky, Pennekuchen, Omelette, Chuck Wagon, Sassafras, Rumbrandt, Nichols, Snickers, Shaquanda, Rwanda, Sri Lanka, Spaghetti Cat, Beethoven, Hitler, Stalin, and Chairman Meow.
Why did you name some of your cats after dictators?
Those guys kill a lot of rats. Then there's Grumpy, Sneezy, Dopey, Professor and Mary Ann, Jermaine and Tito, Blitzen, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Johnny Cage, Battlescar Galacticat, Furburger, Prolapse, Meow Nays, Cat Stevens, Nacho Cheese Whiskers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're all my children!
And this child is missing an eye and is gnawing on my leg. Jesus Christ!
No, that's not Jesus, kitty. He must be playing with his apostles. That's my one-eyed kitten Cyclops.
My point is, most of these cats seem pretty hungry.
Don't worry. Kitties, it's time for your bedtime snack!
Nora then dumped a 10-gallon aluminum military bucket of cat food right on the dirty, damaged linoleum floor. The cats scrambled and fought to their death for every tiny morsel. I think she buried alive a cat when she dumped the food. I then said, well, that's one way to serve a snack.
My favorite cats are...
Oh, not again.
Mr. Bigglesworth, Chew Toy, Princess Kitty Queen Smoochie Face...
That's great.
Kit Kat, Willy Wonkat, Bobo Frisky Newbins, Kitten Cadoodle, Kinkles, Hambone, Spackle, Cleocatra...
Clever.
Levenge, Charo, Cornbread, Kunta Kite, Tripod, and...
Tripod? You mean the three-legged cat?
Yes. And there's Fondue, Chewy, Yoda, Lando, Queen Amidala, Armadillo, Harpo Jarvie, Speedbump, Fuddruckers, Supreme Katniss, Peter and Raymond. It's like I have hundreds of life partners. And they're all on my cat book site.
You mean your cats are on a social networking site?
Yes, I have thousands of photos of them all dressed up as my favorite celebrities. Like Will Ferrell Cat, Lady Papa, Christy Alley Cat, Kitty Purry, Dear Tabby, Cat Benatar,
really?
Whoopi Goldfur, and Bing Crosby.
And how did you acquire all of these cats?
I rescue them.
You mean you stole them, right? Probably from the ninth circle of hell, right?
I give them a home that loves them, instead of leaving them on the streets.
So they can kill each other here, right?
Enough of the bad catitude. Do you want to see the bedroom?
If there aren't any cats, sure. So he went to her bedroom. Sure enough, right above her bed it said, cat parking only. And by the looks of things, the sign was 100% accurate. Her bed was covered in stockpiles of cat toys and stuffed cats. I then said, can we move the stuffed cats?
Do you like them? I just had them done by the taxidermist.
Isn't that just a tad bit creepy?
I just want my animals to live forever.
But they're not really alive.
Shh. I don't want them to hear that.
Isn't that right, my sweet little ragamuffin, gravy train, gimpy, hullabaloo, timmy boo, meowson, jambalaya, slobber knocker, chow mein coon, mecha leka hi, mecha hiney ho, tiny egg.
All right. So are you going to talk about your cats all night, or are we going to fuck?
Well, come over here, you big animal.
Nora threw me on her bed, swathed in layers of cat hair. The hair was disgusting, but sort of comfortable like a bearskin rug. There was also a pungent odor of cat urine that invaded my nostrils.
Now let's take off those restrictive, sexy pants.
She yanked off my pants and began kissing me, licking my face with a tongue that felt like sandpaper. She slobbered and meowed in my ear. Nora emotionally transformed into a wild cat. Then, my bare foot slipped into something moist. It felt like uncooked ground beef mashed between my toes. My foot had slipped in a litter box, chock full of the brown stuff.
I'm sorry. My cats have been having diarrhea.
My foot sank further and felt a crunch, which turned out to be the bones of a dead cat. It's quite the boner killer when there's concentrated shit stank in the air, but this sex kitten was smitten for getting it on. So I proceeded to kiss her neck.
Oh, Keenan.
Who's Keenan? I started to think she might have another love interest.
Keenan was just biting my ankle.
You mean your cat, Keenan? Let me guess, he's got brothers Damon and Marlon too, right? Maybe he's biting you because he's so hungry. Ouch! This one's starting to bite my foot too! They're all out for blood!
You know, speaking of blood, I probably shouldn't go any further. Because according to my cat calendar, it's that time of the month. So I better...
At this point, I leaped off the bed and tried to run. I opened up a random door and hundreds of maggot-infested cats toppled all over me. It was as if a giant Jenga puzzle of cat bones nearly buried me alive in an avalanche.
You were not supposed to open that door. I'll be stuffing those later.
Why did you keep all those dead cats?
No animals leave this house. No animals leave the premises, including you.
No.
No!
I need a husband. And you'd make the perfect cat daddy.
Are you insane?
When you marry me, you will love and cherish my cats.
Get your dirty paws off of me.
I've always wanted a cat-themed wedding. I'd catwalk down the aisle in my dress, made 100% of my own cat's hair.
There was nothing stopping her. She was raging in heat. I had to make a beeline to the nearest door, but there were so many hungry, vicious cats in my way. I whipped out my trusty cat laser pointer, and hundreds of cats immediately chased the red dot on the opposite wall. I ran for what I thought was the back door, and to my utter bewilderment, I saw a room of more animals!
Now you know my plan. The tides will rise again from the great flood, which will cover all mountains, and all the land will be lost.
What am I, on Noah's Ark?
No, it's Nora's Ark. And yes, I've been hoarding various animals. You know too much. You know my plan. I'm cutting the rope.
Nora's boathouse then left the dock, and we began to float into the waters. I then shouted,
"Are you out of your cat and kitten mind?"
The windows of the awakening are opening. We will escape our bondage of flesh. A day of reckoning awaits as we go through the...
Are you okay?
I'm just coughing up some hairballs.
It's not a surprise, because your house is filled with hair.
No, it's because I bond with every single one of my cats and personally groom them orally.
Ugh! I can't believe I kissed you!
It is the time. As the scriptures predicted, God will blow our sails to the promised land.
No, we're just getting a little storm, that's all. I even saw the forecast on the Weather Channel.
No, I forged a covenant with the Creator. The rains will purge the earth of its impurities.
Somebody's been watching a little too much 700 Club.
The cleansing of the earth is required for humanity to begin anew and to end the corruption. We need to repopulate the earth.
Well, that sounds good as long as you clean yourself and stop licking cats, okay? Say, how do we know where we're going?
We are guided by the light. Behold the skies. We shall know the way.
Okay, great. We're pretty much fucked in the ass. So we continued our vast journey on the ship for hours on end, and the heavy rains would not stop. It came down heavier than anything I had ever experienced. I looked outside the vessel, and parts of the surrounding cities were flooded. It was all coming true. Days had passed, and the world around us had transformed into one large sea, until we drifted to the last standing mountain.
We have arrived to the promised land,
Nora declared with confidence. Then the boat crashed against the island. Oh, great. Now how are we going to get home? I am getting off this boat right now. Nora opened the gates and set the animals free to walk the promised land.
Go forth, my creatures, for you shall repopulate the earth.
I see you have arrived, Nora,
a mysterious man said at the top of the mountain.
Lord Keenan, I have delivered an array of species as you demanded.
I see you have provided a fruitful new family for our world.
Who the hell is this guy? Is this the Keenan you mentioned in bed?
Lord Keenan is the divine emperor of the new world.
Let us guide the beasts to my stable. What in the flying fuck is going on here? The lions devoured the other creatures. What kind of vessel of the Lord are you? This is a catastrophe. A catabolic cataclysm.
My lord, I provided a valiant effort, and you offer only a pittance of...
Silence!
Wait a minute. What's behind these shrubs? Look, there's a sign that says Keenan Island Zoo. Is this all a hoax?
Silence, I said!
Wait a minute. You wanted Nora to bring her animals for your zoo, didn't you?
Oh, you are correct, Ace Ventura, pet detective.
You betrayed me, Keenan. Why?
Because I was not making the mortgage payments on time. And ever since I was a kid, I wanted to start my own petting zoo. There aren't many animals on this island.
So the day we met, you conned me?
Yes, I admit. You could say I was a prophet for profits. I went door to door, pitching my false prophecy. I saw you taking care of hundreds of cats, so I knew you would take care of my animals and deliver them to me. But unfortunately, you couldn't separate the lions from the goddamn lambs! You really dropped the ball, quarterback.
I think the only thing dropping is you, my friend. I then moved my laser pointer to direct hundreds of cats to attack Keenan. He frantically fell off the mountain into treacherous waters below to his death.
So the betrayer no longer stands in my presence.
The betrayer still stands before you, Nora. I must tell you the truth. Keenan and I were in on the scheme the entire time. I, too, really love cats. I wanted to build the largest cat zoo in the entire world and recruit crazy cat ladies to the island. But I had to knock off Keenan first. Nora, will you give up your cats, or should I say, your children, for my zoo? For our zoo?
You may be a cat lover, but I'm a cat mother. The cats will never leave me like humans do.
Then Nora jumped into her dump truck and shouted,
Kitties! It's time for your bedtime snack!
And poured tons of cat food to bury me alive. My final breath was scented with fish and chicken, which I'm sure the cats enjoyed. But unfortunately, I did not have 9 lives.
Well, that's one way to serve a snack. Really stop licking cats.
I died on that day when the earth was born anew. Nora and the cats lived on the island, reproducing tens of thousands of cats. But unfortunately, Nora never did reproduce, even though that was pretty much predictable. The island became the legend known as Cat Island, all thanks to the ark built by Nora. The end.
Pile of kittens in my mind, soft and fuzzy, such a lovely time. Pile of kittens in my mind, playing with a hamster.
There you go. A new story called Nora's Ark. And I've got another themed show for you guys tomorrow. But you must be a Sideshow member, so sign up at superfreaksideshow.com. If you don't give Tim a gift for his birthday, give him money through the Sideshow, and you can get all the bonus content, videos, all sorts of stuff, including older episodes of Butt Fudge Sunday. Just search for the letters BFS, and you can get about 50 shows. Yet another reason to sign up for the Sideshow. I should mention that the female voice who played the part of Nora, who probably doesn't want to be named on my program, had a lot of difficult names to pronounce, and here were just a few of my favorite mispronunciations.
Sequanda?
Somehow she couldn't pronounce Shaquanda.
Panakokian?
Panakokian is a weird name. It's like a reference to a restaurant chain that serves Dutch food. But my favorite mess-up was
Harpo Yarvi.
Yeah, she either kind of sounded retarded, or that she somehow thought the J was silent, or she didn't see the J. I don't know. But overall, she did a fantastic job, and I hope you guys really enjoyed the show. Anyway, to wrap up the show, I need to first go to the callers on the voicemail line. Hello, callers!
Yes, good afternoon. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, that's okay.
But there is a dead squirrel behind Building 5, and this animal is right behind the Building 5 area near the tennis court. The dead squirrel.
Okay, so you're calling me about a dead squirrel near a tennis court. Was someone playing tennis with the dead squirrel? Because I would imagine that the best tennis balls would actually be flying squirrels.
It's beheaded, and a couple of kids got sick because of it.
Okay, so a couple kids were playing with the beheaded squirrel. All right, thanks for calling and letting me know about your dead animals. But you really should have called the people at Toupettes, the toupee company that makes hair pieces out of dead animals. Men, are you noticing your thinning hair or bald spots? Tired of dealing with messy spray can hair or drugs with side effects? Also tired of your disobedient pets? Now introducing Toupettes, the hair toupee made from pets. Once your pet naturally dies or needs to be put down, you simply mail the carcass in with your payment to $49.99. We then process your dead animal into a realistic, natural-looking hairpiece.
I can go swimming in a pool with my toupee. It looks completely natural.
Our professional staff also searches the nation's highways and hand selects the best roadkill for your head.
I didn't think the entire deer carcass would look good on my frame, but once I put it on, it looked perfect.
Toupettes come in a variety of styles, including opossum mullet, faux hawk hawk, rat tail, beaver braids, kitty cornrows, and armadillo flat tops.
Ladies want me, and men envy my thick head of guinea pig.
And as a bonus gift, we'll gut your animal for you and turn the meat into spicy jerky sticks.
Now I can walk my dog everywhere I go, forever.
You can also turn that car crash into cash with our Cash for Carcass program.
Are you wearing a coonskin hat?
No, it's a Toupettes.
I've got a friend on my head. Friend in Toupettes. Thanks, Toupettes.
Order now. Okay, next up on the voicemail line.
This morning, someone put a cat on our porch that was dead. It had been run over by a car, and it was frozen solid.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know who did it, but it's just out on our porch right now, so I didn't know what to do, so I just decided to give you guys a call. I'll hear from you soon. Bye.
Again, if you have a frozen cat, call up the good people at Toupettes. Next up!
Hi, my name is Emmanuel, calling from Providence.
Hi, Emmanuel.
I have a guinea pig, and I'm trying to see how can I get rid of him if you guys don't come and get him. It's a little groundhog guinea pig, blackish white guinea pig.
Okay, so you want to get rid of your guinea pig. This is actually a fun problem to have because there are so many creative ways to kill animals. You can either throw them down your food disposal and hear the screams as you turn it on, or maybe practice a little skeet shooting. Be creative and call me back with your results, Emmanuel from Providence, Rhode Island. But of course, I'm just kidding. Just put it out of its misery! Who is next on the Butt Fudge Sunday voicemail line?
I'm not sure if I'm calling the right people or not, but we have a wild turkey that is, like, in a panic. He's been out here for, like, 4 days just, like, quacking or whatever they do. I don't know.
Right.
And he just seems like he's really sad, and he's running across, like, 138 going from, like, our house to the neighbors. And, like,
okay.
I think he's adorable. I've been feeding him bread, but people are getting annoyed with him, and like people on the road are like freaking out. So I didn't know who to call to like have him removed or to see what's wrong with him. Thank you. Have a nice day.
First, stop feeding him bread. You just need to snap his fucking neck
and eat them for dinner. Grow some fucking nuts, lady. And the final call of the evening is from...
Yeah, it's Friday morning. I got a water buffalo stuck down the hole.
There's a water buffalo stuck in your hole. Do you enjoy the water buffalo in your hole? Are you using condoms? I would warn against putting the buffalo in your hole because you don't want to end up with a Mr. Hand situation where you die by getting fucked in the ass by a horse. Please practice abstinence with the water buffalo, all right? All right, that's all the time I have for today's show. I actually got the real voicemails on tomorrow's program, so do listen to that on the sideshow. Again, go to buttfudgesunday.com to purchase WTF What the Fudge. It has 23 tracks just for $10 that features Right Here Baiting, TNB2, skits, original songs, mashups, and much more. It certainly helps continue the evil I projectile vomit into this world, all right? Voicemail line is 206-426-4373. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. I will be back tomorrow to do this all over again on the sideshow this time. It's going to be epic! And here's a song from the band Dragon Force from the album Ultra Beatdown. Until then, have a good day. See ya!
Banana and shit!